Well, today is a most special day. It is a very special day because it is a reminder for us to reflect on days that have passed us by, days present, and Lord willing, days to come. That cause us to remember all of the wonderful many things that mothers have done to enrich all of our lives. And this morning, by the help of the Lord, I want to bring honor to mothers. And I'd like to read a verse, a passage that perhaps isn't normally read at the maybe a Mother's Day message, but I feel particularly inspired with it this morning. And I'd like to turn to the 19th chapter of John and read a few verses. I'm going to skip a few in the interest of time, but we'll start in John 19:16. And it said, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst." And in the 25th verse it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." Well, this certainly was a dark day that we've read about. But it was also a period where salvation was beginning to be ushered in by grace. It was a beautiful, wonderful time period, and at the same time, some horrific circumstances that surrounded it. And in the midst of pain and suffering and loneliness and embarrassment and darkness, in the time of Jesus's most needy hour, when he needed the help and the support of someone so much, there stood his mother. And with all that was occurring, the fulfillment of prophecy, the fulfillment of the law, the introduction of salvation by grace, it was just minutes perhaps away from when the Spirit of God moved out of the holiest of holies in the temple, and the veil that separated God's Spirit from the rest of the world, on its own accord, by the power of God, rent in twain, and the Spirit of God came out of the temple in preparation of coming into the hearts of whosoever would. When all of this was going on, and in the time when the Lord Himself was in such great need, He took time out to recognize the place of his mother. And it wasn't, "Hey, John, that's my mom down there. Take care of her if you could." It was more profound than that. To me, the scriptures speak of something much more profound taking place. It seemed like the Lord, like He often did, could say so much in so few of words. He said, "Behold thy mother." Behold the one that has mothered. Care and honor for her accordingly. Oh, that the world today would recognize and behold godly mothers and value and respect and yea, learn from mothers and the place that they fill. I believe this morning, and I'm convinced that the Lord, He created mothers to help demonstrate the attributes of God. Some of the very attributes of God that He wanted us to be able to get a hold of in more than just reading about, but God wanted us to be able to behold and to see play out, to be demonstrated, the attributes that God Himself held. And so He chose to institute the place of motherhood, that we might be able to appreciate even God Himself in a greater way. It strikes me that Jesus chose to illustrate the church, not as a man, but as a woman, His bride, the church. Men, the Lord has chosen us to join the women in demonstrating attributes of God as Christ's bride. And it is a high calling. I believe that the Lord would have all of us, men, young men, to observe and learn from the attributes of godly women and mothers, that we would better know how to reach a hurting world and children of God, to nurture, to protect, to help grow, to comfort, to love, to be there in times of trouble. Who did you run to when you got hurt when you were small? Did you run to your dad? "Oh, that'll be all right. Put your shoulders back. Put your chin up. You'll be good. Get on with it." Well, there's a place for that. God instituted fathers too. But is that where you ran to? Maybe the first time, second time, you're like, I want a different message. I'd like something more than buck up, the bleeding will stop eventually, we got stuff to do. My father was a caring father. I'm not saying that's exactly how his response was. My response was hopefully something like his was, with care, but as a father would. But children, they run to their mothers. Why? Because mothers have this ability to demonstrate and show a love and a care and a concern. And it goes beyond the stubbed toe. This is an opportunity for me to show you how much I love you.
And you just gave me the opportunity from your stub toe for me to put my arms around you and let you know that I love you and that I care about you and that you can come to me anytime you want with a need and you don't have to be afraid of me. I'm easily entreated. How are we as Christians this morning? As the bride of Christ, this church, how do we treat our brothers and sisters? What does the world see when they see us? Do they see us come and say, you know you shouldn't be doing that, buck up, get with the program, that's not right, that's ungodly, you can live better than that, shame on you. I'm not saying we do that, but did you know that if we're not careful, sometimes our sense of right and wrong and sin and righteousness and the difference between them and applying judgment to people that we find operating outside of what we believe is right. Folks, that's not what first draws people to Christ. It's the attributes of a mother's love. And it goes beyond the people outside of the church house. How do we deal with each other? Did you know that the Lord wants us to give each other space when we fall? Have you ever fallen? Spiritually? Have you ever failed? Repeatedly? Have you ever acted in a way that you yourself weren't proud of and it hurt maybe others in the congregation? Do you know what the Lord would have us learn from mothers? That we would learn to show love, opportunity, second chances, third chances, fourth chances. It's a challenge to us. I believe that God, it was not an accident when He chose to create mothers that we could watch how they deal with their children, fathers and men, that we could learn from that and learn who God is and learn how He wants us to deal with each other, that we might draw each other and not be so ready sometimes to cast each other off or make judgments on things maybe we don't understand, but that we put our arms out and that we are willing to show repeated and genuine love and care and concern and opportunity, not just for the world outside, but for each other. We need each other. We need to help each other. We need to be able to trust each other. We need to be easily entreated. And mothers, we thank you this morning for helping us better understand who God is by your willingness to fill the role of a mother. We need that. We desperately need to see that so that we can, in kind, pattern our behaviors around that and how we deal with each other. May God help all of us do that. You know why Jesus was able to say those words that day to John as He did? It was because His mother was present. She was there. In the time of need, His mother was there. And now she stood at the foot of the cross, present with love, with care, with tears, with love and communication, no doubt, that was said without words. Her heart, no doubt, breaking with compassion, love for her son. I can think back on times in my life, and I know you can too, where you suffered, and where you were sick, and where you failed, and when you were vulnerable. I grew up having a mother that was present for me and was there and cared and loved unconditionally. My mother, my wife, I've been blessed with wonderful women in my life that demonstrate the attributes that I believe that the Lord would have us learn in our lives. It seems like that mothers have a way of making pain just a little bit more bearable. Willing to get up in the middle of the night at the first sound of trouble, noise. I have a very early memory. I don't remember how old I was, long before I was in school. And I was sick, and I had my little pail beside my bed. And I don't know what time of the night it was, but I had to use the pail. And I don't remember how sick I was. I don't remember what I felt like. But all these many, many years later, this is what was imprinted on my mind at that moment. It was the sound of my mother coming. The sound of her coming from her room to my room. She heard my need. I didn't have to call her name. She was waiting with her ears open to make sure she knew if there was trouble. And as soon as I got in trouble, I distinctly remember it. I heard her coming down the hall, banging into the walls in the darkness, trying to get to my room. I heard and felt that sense of urgency. And it means something to me even today. Mothers are like that. May God help all of us to learn from those things. Have you ever felt rejected or alone? Have you ever done things in life that maybe people felt like they had a reason to reject you? You messed up? Or maybe they didn't have good reason and you were still rejected and you felt alone. You know who's always there for you? Your mother. Young folks that are here this morning, your mothers care for you and love you more than you can imagine right now. When we're young, we can take mothers for granted. When we're old, if we're not careful, we can take mothers for granted. Mothers care. They're there. And when you feel all alone and you feel rejected and you feel like there's nobody there for you, your mother's there. When you fail, when you mess up, your mother's there for you. When people are in need, there's something that God put in a woman that it just seems like they have this intuition, like they have this sonar, and it finds and understands and sees people needs sometimes before we do. And women with a mother's heart, you don't even have to be their own child. This mothering comes out. and they want to help and they want to reach out and they want to meet the need of those that are in trouble. When I was growing up, we had 5 mouths to feed, and I always thought it was a really nice coincidence that when there was 4 pieces of food left and 5 mouths, my mom just didn't seem to be hungry that day. She just, you know, I just don't feel real hungry right now. And when there's 4 pieces of pie and 5 mouths to feed, I thought that was a really nice timing, worked out really nice. She just doesn't happen to be hungry today. That's great. That works out well for all of us. The rest of us can eat pie, and Mom didn't want a piece anyway because she's not hungry. Then as I got older and saw the pattern repeated, and I got married and I found my wife, you know, I'm just not hungry right now. I had something yesterday. I think I'm okay. All of a sudden, the light bulb finally came on. I think she cares more about us than she does herself. Thank you, mothers. You are a wonderful example to us. In those places around the table where we observe you giving up seemingly little things for the good of your family. Oh, folks, if we could take lessons from those things and apply them to how we treat other people, to our willingness to sacrifice and give up our own wants and our own desires for the work and the will of the Lord, say, I can do without. I'm willing to do what needs to be done for this person over here. I believe that God wants us to get a hold of that and learn from our mothers. These are attributes that are so valuable, that have such broad and wide application, if we will. I wrote some things down this morning. When I consider mothers, if I just sit down and consider mothers, I see things, I hear things, I think things. I think of comfort. I think of resourcefulness. I think of giving, being willing to sacrifice personal comfort for the happiness of their family. I see things, a gentle smile, a caring, sometimes tired look. I see and I feel unconditional love. Doesn't the scripture say God is love? Folks, did you know that if we don't ever get to the place where we can demonstrate the love of God to the people that are around us and to a lost world unconditionally, we've missed it. The scripture says, but there abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of all of them. Greater than hope. Greater than faith that could move mountains. Greater than all of the things that were itemized in that 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Greater than all of those things. Wonderful way of explaining, and words that just sound so good, and all of the ability to prophesy and The list goes on and on of all the great things that you would think a real powerful person of God would have. But it gets down to the end and it said of all of these things, the greatest is love. The greatest of all of them is not a successful career in the world. The greatest of all of them is not going out and demonstrating how capable you are in the temporal things of life. The greatest is not to go out and prove yourself against the next person that's walking down the street and how physically capable that you are. That's not the greatest. The greatest of all of it is that we would learn God's love and allow it to work in our lives in a way that other people feel it and experience it. People will rise up to being loved. People will rise up to being cared for. People will rise up to a gentle response when there may be harshness. People will rise up to somebody when they have failed and when it looks like they've made the last chance they had at redemption and they failed again. And somebody comes by and shows love and forgiveness and care for who they are as a person. That is what draws people to Jesus Christ. Yes, there are doctrines. Yes, there are attributes of God that He wants to show us, but we are not able to reach people in the world. We're not able to demonstrate Christianity if we don't have the love of Jesus Christ in our hearts. If that's missing, then everything else is as a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, just noise. Thank you, mothers, this morning, for helping us to understand what love is. For showing us what love is, that we might be able to reach those that need love. And not be so ready to offer that which won't cause them to rise up and be encouraged, but rather might push them further down or away. God is love. Godly women and mothers demonstrate love in the sweetest way that we have all benefited from this morning. I hear the sound of doors opening when everyone else is in bed. That's how I grew up. That's how it's like in my home. Why? Because there's preparation so that when everybody else gets up, there'll be something there. Mothers, do that. We can learn from that. I hear the sound of encouragement rather than judgment. You know, sometimes dads, in our zeal to fill our role, in exercising judgment, and there's a place for that. But that's not the message this morning. Sometimes in our zeal for that, we miss the equally important point of being an encourager. And let our children know that we still believe in them. Sometimes we learn that too late. I wish that I could do some things over again. But we can help each other, and we have tomorrow. And may God help us to be encouragers of each other. We need each other. We need each other's encouragement. We need each other's love. We need to have each other's back. We need to stick together and nurture as best as we can each other. And finally, I hear a mother's prayer. I also have a very early memory of family worship at home. And I was again a little guy that I don't think I was probably even following what was being prayed about. But I remember my mom crying while she was praying. And it got my attention. And we got up from prayer and I looked at her. And I saw the emotion on her face. And I didn't know what was said. I didn't know what was being prayed about. But I knew that it was something that must have been important. And I have an idea this morning that God was moved on His throne. Mothers, thank you for your prayers, for your children. Thank you for praying from your heart and not just from your lips. There's no substitute for a mother's prayer. I believe that the prayer of mothers move God on His throne. Today, in a world where motherhood, keepers at home, women professing godliness is not promoted and is not lifted up as it should be, I am certain that God in heaven and the fathers that are here today want you to know how loved and respected and lifted up you are. God has placed you in a most important position in life. And I want to learn from it. And I've benefited from it. Mothers, we are honored by your presence this morning. We love you. We appreciate you. And indeed, we rise up and call you blessed. Happy Mother's Day. And may God bless each one of you. Amen.